Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWords.com.
You seen what he did on Facebook, right?
Listen, I'm gonna make a motherfucking emoji like this. Look.
BoxingWords.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather.
It was ball. No fight.
My life has always been a fight.
I sacrificed a lot to get to where I got to.
You don't think you're being overly critical to a guy that took a body shot and go down?
There's no pressure. That's just my style. My style is to dominate. I want to get the guy. I want to stop the guy. You know, my motto is man down.
BoxingWords.com.
Why you mad?
I'm not saying the man can't take body shots. Wait for motherfucking March. We're going to take this shit to the limit.
BoxingWords.com.
Yeah, ma, your dude is back. The Maybach coupe is back. Tell the whole world the truth is back. Yeah. Guess who's back? Danny Swift Garcia in the news with some big news. I mean, look, I'm riding solo. Solo, dolo, Scarface, no Malone. I have no co-host with me, but the news was just too big. I mean, between Earl Spence calling Danny out and Danny basically, you know, retaliating in the post-fight press conference, you know, we have to talk about it. For those that don't know, Saturday night, while Danny was taking on Brandon Rios and defeating him by counter right hand and knockout, Earl Spence tweeted out, hopefully at Danny Swift wins so we can fight at the end of the year, since he say he not ducking, no action. Emoji with the hands in the air. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. This is the Boxing Voice Radio. I am back with another episode, hashtag TBV Podcast, another spontaneous show. So be sure to subscribe to the channel. Listen, we're here to talk boxing. And like I said, this is some big news. You know, it's not like we haven't heard Earl call people out before, you know, but Earl had a lot to say Saturday night. We all know that Sean Porter entered the ring and, you know, was actually in Danny's face and Danny was hitting in his face and they, threatened each other about, you know, fighting and going outside and taking it to the streets. Earl Spence tweeted out, "These dudes so lame." Right? So in the post-fight press conference, Danny Swift Garcia, you know, is obviously hit with a barrage of questions. But at one point, a reporter asked him, why is he ducking Earl Spence? And he replied, I don't duck nobody, bro. I don't duck nobody. If you want to fight, let's fight. Like I said, Al Heyman's the manager. If you want to fight, let's fight. I'm a fighter. That's what I do. I fight. Everyone they ever put in front of me, I fought. I never said no to no one. Can we believe that? Can we believe that? Many like to bring up, you know, when they're really going in their Danny Swift Garcia bag, they go as far back as Ashley Theophane in 2010. But today is Defend Danny Swift Garcia Day. Today is Danny has possibly the third or second, arguably best resume in boxing of an active fighter today. The names on his resume go as far as Ashley Theophane, who was a TMT fighter. Mike Arnutis, who's obviously a, you know, journeyman. Nate Campbell, former world champion. Kendall Holt, former world champion. Eric Morales, former world champion. Amir Khan, former world champion. Zab Judah, former world champion. Lucas Matisse, former world champion. Mauricio Herrera, former interim world champion, right? He was a WBA at one point. Rod Salka, king of the Cherries champion. Lamont Peterson, former world champion. Paulie Malignaggi. You know, I didn't give some of these guys some of the respect and say multiple division champion like Paulie, you know, and Lamont. Guerrero, former world champion. Keith, current champion, you know. The resume is very crazy. Now, the Danny fans are, you know, they're getting a bit excited. You know what I mean? They seen Danny shining yesterday, or Saturday, might I say, versus Brandon Rios. And they've seen him look good versus Lucas Matisse. Two styles coming forward. Two pressure fighters. So people are getting these Danny Garcia quotes about, I don't duck anybody. If you want to fight, let's fight. They're getting excited. They're saying, well, Danny finally feels maybe his style matchup is the right matchup. You know? Because let's be honest. If you're Danny, you got Thurman, Earl, and Porter. Now, Thurman has to pick you, but you could pick between Earl and Porter. But Thurman has to pick you. If you're Danny, he's got to pick you because he's got options. But Danny is Danny, so he also has options. Does he go with the Sean Porter fight or Earl Spence? I know my co-host yesterday said, well, Earl Spence is an accurate puncher. Maybe you want to take that Sean Porter fight. Maybe Danny can handle that Sean Porter fight a little bit better. I don't know. That question is for you guys. You know, I'm here to state the facts. The man is saying he's ready for the fight. He's saying he's not ducking anybody. So let's go to more facts. And I quote, I don't think nobody's avoiding him. Obviously, him being Spence. You've got to understand, no fighter makes his own matches in boxing. Boxing is handled by managers and other people like that. But like I said before, it's a fight that's eventually going to happen. Everybody going to fight everybody. Just how I fought Thurman. You feel me? So, again, I don't know. This one kind of changed. This quote kind of changes the tempo or the aggression in the first quote. And he added the word eventually. So eventually it'll happen. Is anybody expecting Danny to sign and fight Earl Spence for the date of June 16th in Earl Spence's hometown in Dallas? I think that would be a little premature of us to believe that Danny would come out of this Rios fight and just go to the backyard of Spence. I think a fight like that needs to be negotiated. Maybe Spence coming out of that fight, they could start talking about a possible late August, early September, or November fight, because most of boxing takes off in October, even though PBC didn't. So we'll see. But we have a couple of more quotes here. He says, if it's not Spence, well, actually, a reporter reminded Garcia that, you know, the media always builds up someone. You know, at one point it was Lucas Matisse that everyone thought Danny was afraid of. Then it was Thurman that Danny thought Danny was afraid of. Now it's Earl Spence. So Danny says, exactly. If it's not Spence, it's going to be a new newcomer. It's going to be another guy that's coming up that people are going to say you're scared of or you're scared to fight. That's just the boxing game. They're always going to be somebody new. I can't fight everybody at one time. And I quote, I feel like I have to avenge that loss to Thurman, but I'm not desperate. So, you know, if he's not desperate, there's no rush. And if there's no rush, there is the possibility of a key fight. But I quote, Danny Garcia is not desperate for no fight. You understand? Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that packs the seat at the Barclays Center. I'm the one that got the views. And that's why I say that he is the one that feels or that should know he has options. He doesn't have Keith Thurman options because Thurman is undefeated with two world titles, full championships. And Danny is coming off a good win and obviously a draw. Popular guy, but not necessarily in the driver's seat when negotiating with Keith Thurman. Now, possibly slightly ahead of Errol Spence in the negotiation table because Errol needs and wants that big name on his resume. That would be a common opponent with Errol, with Thurman. And obviously the networks are building ultimately Errol versus Keith unless someone derails the plans. So I can see Danny being able to negotiate, you know, maybe a better split and maybe the Barclays Center. Earl's going to fight in the Barclays. They love him there as it is. He sold plenty of tickets his last time out. I just like the fact that they're cornering these fighters in the media and pressing them on the Errol Spence situation. People are getting their tune-ups out the way. Next tune-up will be Keith Thurman in May 19th. And then it's all systems go. By then, all welterweights should be rocking and rolling. I mean, I seen Yuldanis Ulgas tweeted out today that, you know, he respects Errol Spence, but he's happy to get an opportunity. I didn't know that that was the way they were going to go. Why put Spence in there with a southpaw, you know? Get him an orthodox fighter. He's going to be fighting orthodox fighters on the upper echelon of the division. So I thought that Ulgas would have been a guy for a Keith or a Danny in preparation for a Earl. You know, why give Earl another southpaw? No sense at all, but doesn't make sense to me. But those were the quotes. Once again, Earl calling Danny out, or not calling Danny out, but calling Danny on his statements that he's not ducking, and Danny in post fight reassuring his fans that he's not ducking and that this fight would eventually happen. So you know the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1-1 time if you want to voice your opinion here on this topic on a Voice of the People hotline. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. We're going to go out to our sponsors really quick, but you can always add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation, either free or internationally. And right after the sponsors, we're going out to the callers.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going to somewhere in Texas. Texas boys coming out for Errol Spence. What's going on? Who's this? 214, talk to me.
It's Gary in Dallas.
Gary, what's up, brother? I got no producer, man.
All good. If Danny's serious about this, who wouldn't love this fight? You know, I think he's got to get a little better defensively, because if he gets hit like he did against Rios with Spence, it's going to be a good night for him. But, I mean, it's a great fight. And if Keith Thurman keeps sitting back and pretending that he's the man at 147, that old Rose leads it through him, like he's some type of Floyd Mayweather, he's going to miss out on all these fights.
Well, all roads do.
At 147. That's Errol.
Wait a minute. All roads do lead
not
to
really.
Keith.
Not really.
How I mean, do they not? He has two belts.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so let me ask you this. At 118, Ryan Burnett, all roads lead to him, right? He's the man. He can sit there and call out whoever he wants because he's got two belts. Well, the average fan doesn't even know who the hell that is. And Lewis Neary and the new way moving up to 118.
Fam. You're so off topic right now trying to even compare somebody at 118 to the best division or one of the most lucrative and biggest divisions in boxing, okay? It's either the heavyweight division or the welterweight division. So to compare Ryan Burnett Ryan, no one gives a fuck about Burnett, to Keith One Time Thurman, someone who has a real resume, who's faced the best in his division already.
Well, now you're contradicting yourself.
How?
Now you're contradicting yourself.
Explain that.
Okay, because you said, who gives a fuck about, you said, who gives a fuck about Ryan Burnett? Well, the only reason why you give a shit about Keith Thurman is because he's got two belts.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The only reason we give a fuck about Keith Thurman is because in boxing, casual fans, okay, the general public only cares about the welterweight division and the heavyweight division. And the welterweight division for the last, 30 years has probably been one of the most exciting and most recognizable ones. And that's the division that we're talking about. Not Ryan Burnett. It's not the same. You know, and I know it. They don't do $1 million pay-per-views with 118 fighters. So knock it off. You're reaching.
Let me ask you this. If Ryan Burnett fought Louis Theory,
I'm not going to ask you that. What I will ask you is, when's the last time that division has done a pay-per-view?
When was the last time Keith Thurman did a pay-per-view? Because I think the answer is never.
All right. When's the last time Keith Thurman's never done a pay-per-view. Well, when's the last time that division has done over 2 million views? Huh? Because that's what Keith Thurman and the welterweights do over here. Nobody's watching that stuff you're talking about. It's not the same.
2 million views.
Keith Thurman did 5.1 million views with Danny Garcia. 5.1. Go to sleep on that. Go to sleep on that. I know you're from Texas. I know you're from Texas and you want to big up Earl Spence, but guess what? All roads lead to Keith One Time Thurman, WBA super welterweight champion, WBC, the title that everyone cares about, the green belt. Don't lie. You know it. I know it. Now, I know you're from Texas, and it's okay, but all roads lead to Keith. That's why Earl's been calling him out since he came out. Please. 310, you're up. No producer. Who's this? 310-430. First-time caller.
What's up, man? It's JP from Long Beach.
JP, what it do, baby?
What's up, family? Glad you took some time out today to give us a little boxing to talk about. But I think this is all self-inflicted on Keith. Keith has took his ball and left the court. You know what I mean? And the guys, they hungry, man. You know, and they don't feel like Keith washed them up like that to where he can just take his ball and leave. And they still here looking to fight. But it's a good thing, because there was once a narrative, especially with the PBC fighters and Al Haymon, that you had like 3, 4 to 5 guys with these undefeated records. So now those undefeated records you see in Sean Porter and Danny Garcia, these undefeated records are leaving. And we're to the point where these guys are going to have to fight each other very soon. Within the next 2 to 3 years, we'll certainly see the cream rise to the top, whether it be Keith fending off the hounds or it be Danny rising or Errol getting the crown. But within the next 2 to 3 years, we will see the cream rise to the top. What I do like is that with Keith kind of holding the division by hostage, you see the new Danny Garcia. I like to term him as the Danny Garcia with a chip on his shoulder. This Danny, I like. Now, of course, we were using a gauge of him versus Rios, but Danny was sharp. He was calculated. He placed every single punch where he wanted to. He never got in a hurry. He never let himself be uncomfortable in that fight with Brandon Rios. And even in the knockout punch, it wasn't forced. It was just a part of him just going through his boxing process. So I thought it was beautiful. And I think this version of Danny, a little more chippier Danny, a Danny that says, okay, I've gotten the success. I've bought the home. My family now lives good. Let me decide, do I want to box now? And it seems to me like his decision was, yes, I still want to box. So that's a good thing. And also the same thing with Sean Porter. We didn't hear from these two dudes' dads this weekend. We heard from them. Them dudes ready to rumble. So now Keith just got to bring the motherfucking ball back to the court, because this guy's ready to ball. They got next. And they ain't trying to sit on the sideline all motherfucking day while Keith go and fulfill his fucking life. And, you know, so Keith got to get back in here, baby. You know, you did what you had to do. You got the two belts, but it's still hungry cats right here, and they ready to go. As far
Keith
as
ain't, Errol, Keith ain't know, fighting Errol, no top welterweight till 2019. He might give Thurman, he might give Porter or Danny a shot end of this year, maybe, depending on who's the tune-up in May.
Well, see, now, if we're going to give him the pass to stay out a year and a half, he got to fight Tua, he got to fight Errol, and then the next Raider guy right after that in 19 then. Because you can't take your ball and leave like this, man. It's so fucking coincidental.
Oh, time's up. No punching after the bell. Listen, today we're discussing Danny Garcia saying, I don't duck nobody, and if you want to fight being Earl, well, then let's fight. You know, let me just reread the quotes. There are a lot of people watching. Just want you to know what it is you're tuned in for. And I quote, I don't duck nobody, bro. You know, because someone told Garcia in a post-fight press conference, yo, you ducking Earl Spence. He said, I don't duck nobody, bro. I don't duck nobody. If you want to fight, let's fight. Like I said, Al Heyman's the manager. If you want to fight, let's fight. I'm a fighter. That's what I do. I fight. Everyone they've put in front of me, I fought. I never said no to no one. All right? So JP was talking about this chip on the shoulder, Danny Garcia. We got to see, are they going to put those wheels in action? Or is this fight going to happen? I highly doubt it's going to happen in June 16th. Too soon, too soon. What I will say is this. Future, present, past, doesn't matter. Hit that thumbs up button. Hitting the thumbs up button helps with the visibility. It helps with the visibility of the show and helps us all grow here. There's a lot of you guys tuned in. You obviously like the topic. So hit the thumbs up button. That helps us know that you do. We can do more topics on this. You know, the good thing about this is that Earl kind of sparked some of this action in the beginning of the, you know, telecast when Danny and Rios were fighting, you know, and he said, hopefully Danny Swift wins so we can fight at the end of the year since he says he's not ducking no action. So Danny comes back in a post-fight press conference and reassures us he's not ducking no action. So let's go back out to the callers. You know, the number 1-425-569-5241. Press one time to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio.
Jay Will, talk to me.
Like, come back to me, boss. Come back to me.
No doubt. Pop, Panchito Papi, talk to me.
Yo, yo, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, man, I just want to say, man, these fans that are calling, man, they some Earl Spence fanboys, man. They think, you know, everyone's ducking. You know, as a boxer, as a fighter growing up, not myself, but try to put myself in their shoes, I don't think no one's ducking, man. I think it's got to be at the right place, at the right time. You know, I don't think Danny's ducking Earl. I just think that they want the big money fights. You know, they know Earl is a dangerous opponent. And in my opinion, I think they're going to have Danny Garcia fight Sean Porter. And the winner out of those two will fight Keith at the end of this year. So let's say Keith wins in May, then they'll fight Keith the end of this year. That's why Keith, he said he's going to have a big fight. He's going to have a test at the end of this year. Then the next year, they'll keep hyping. They'll keep building that fight up. Then the next year, they'll have Keith versus Spence, man. Ain't no one ducking Spence, bro. Ain't no one ducking Spence. Keith said on the interview that he sees Earl Spence like Tito Trinidad. He sees him like Tito. And in my opinion, they asked Keith, they said, how are you going to beat him? He said, box and move, baby. Box and move. So,
but what do you think he means? What do you think he means by he sees him like Tito? Because you asked me that, I interpret that like, oh, he thinks Earl ain't got no chin because Tito went down every fight almost.
I don't think he thinks, you know, Earl Spence has no chin. I just think he has good composure. Tito had good composure, always had his hands up. He was always good at boxing. You know, he didn't have the best feet movement, but he was a good boxer puncher, and that's what I think he's interpreting by Spence. But we never seen Spence get tested to the chin. I think we did earlier in his career. But no one don't want to fight Spence, man. He's the Triple G of this division. And the only one that's going to fight him, you know, in my opinion. Like
Danny Garcia. Like
Danny Garcia or – but I don't think Danny Garcia is going to take that route, man. I don't think he's ducking him. I think he's going to fight Sean Porter, like I said, at the end of this year. and then the summer, and in the end of this year, we'll see either Danny or Sean get Keith, and then they'll continue building up the hyping up the Keith and Earl train for next year when they do fight. So that's my call, man. I don't think no one's ducking no one. And that's it, man. That's all I had to say.
Panchito Papi, man, thanks for calling in. We're going to go back out to these phone lines. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you're listening to this while you're working out in the gym, you're on that treadmill, you're on your bike, riding around the neighborhood, or you're on your own, your little biking, you know, stationary bike. It doesn't matter. You know, drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. It's absolutely free. Plus, we'll get to read your 5-star review here live. And, yeah, we're going to go back out to the phone lines. We're going to 386-956. 386-956. First time caller. No producer. Who's this? 386.
Nah, this. What up, man? It's King from Florida. I done called in a bunch of times.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Just wanted to call in real quick. Listen, man, nobody's scared of Errol Spence. I don't know what's wrong with people and everybody thinking that Errol Spence is like the fucking Terminator. You know, he's a great boxer, but as boxing fans, man, they fickle. Like, it's annoying. Everybody acts like all Errol Spence has to say is, I want to fight this person. And if that fighter doesn't say, oh, I want to fight Errol Spence, or if they say anything, everybody goes, oh, they ducking, they scared, they this, they that. And it's like, yo, do people even know what really goes into making a fight happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, all the legwork that goes into it and all the other bullshit. Like, people act like, you know, Errol Spence or any of these fighters can just pick up and fight whoever they want. I really don't think anybody's ducking Errol. You know, at the end of the day, these guys can only fight, you know, one person at a time. And he's calling out everybody. Errol's literally calling out Sean, Keith, and Danny in the same month. I mean, he says it in one interview. He'd be like, I want any of them guys, anybody. He's calling out everybody, and now everybody goes, oh, everybody else is ducking him, everybody else is running him. No, that's bullshit. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I might be slightly biased because obviously I'm calling from Florida. I'm not too far from Tampa, you know, from where Keith trains at and whatnot. But at the end of the day, Keith Thurman can beat Errol Spence. You know, if you watch Errol Spence fight, yes, he's a hard hitter. Yes, he's the biggest 147-pounder, but he's not unbeatable. I mean, at the end of the day, he can be beat, and I truly believe Thurman packs just as much punch as Spence, and he's a better boxer than Spence. And Danny is, to me, a better boxer than Spence as well. Where he would lose is the sheer power that Spence produces. I just think Spence would wear Danny down. He's just too big and too strong. I don't think Danny's scared of him. I don't think Danny's scared of anybody. All these guys fight at the same weight. You know what I mean? All these dudes have boxed their whole life. They've been in the ring many, many times, you know, more than any of us, against all types of fighters. And to call these dudes scared and to say he's ducking, that's just disrespectful, for one, and it's fucking annoying. You know, people talking about Thurman scared. Thurman just took on the two best welterweights in the division, right? Two top five guys back to back. He gets hurt. Everybody talks about his running, but nobody ever talks about his injury. The man is fucking hurt. I saw the Patreon video when he had his shit wrapped up when y'all was in there, and he took it off just a shadow box. Like, it's not a bullshit. He's not faking it. The man's elbow was literally fucked up. You know what I'm saying? How you expect this guy to come back from injury and just jump in the ring against, you know, a top five? You got to test it out. You got to test your elbow out. And then we all know how that works after that. After one fight, you know, he's got time to recover. Then he's got to get in a training camp. And, of course, the leg work and making a new fight happen. I mean, at the end of the day, he came. If he comes back, he fights a tune-up, and then let's say he takes on Spence, and or he takes on a Garcia first, and then Spence right after that, or a Porter, and then Spence right after.
Whoa, punching after the bell. We're going out to the 908-908-278. Is this, I mean.
This is good, bro.
What up?
Just like the king is what I mean, the king is what I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody disagree with it.
Yo, I want every motherfucking minute, 3 minutes, here I go. What we're witnessing right now is a resurgence. We're witnessing that quad again. Like we had Duran, Leonard, Hagler, and Hearns. We got Porter. We got Garcia. We got Thurman. And we got Spence. Bud is not in that conversation yet. But we got them four cats mixing up. We're already looking at rematches a la Leonard and Duran or Hearns and Hagler when we talk about having a rematch between Porter and either Garcia or motherfucking Thurman. And then if you got, you know, Garcia and Porter in the mix, again, that just really bring that together. I think this is one of the best times for 147. Now, as far as Danny, listen, I love Dirty Garcia. That's my nigga, but he's a cherry picker. Is he a ducker? I don't think he duck, but he fight who he want to fight. Some people are going to say that's an oxymoron, but listen, we talked about that. Ducking and avoiding fights is a different thing. I think, you know, he could have avoided a Brandon, maybe he could not have avoided a Brandon Rios fight, but I think if he was really on some bullshit, he would have avoided a fight like that. So, you know, if he fights somebody like Errol Spence, which is not going to happen anytime soon, that's, again, putting it together for that quad again. So I think this is another, you know, resurgence of boxing right here. We got four of the best at welterweight, just like it was at one time. You know, and a lot of these cats, you know, like, Crawford, again, at 147, he hasn't made a name yet. As much as I love what he does in the ring, at 147, he's got to come in and ring some bells. So that's pretty much my call, man. I love this show. I'm glad I snuck on this one. Blog Talk fucked up last night. I was pissed. I was on fire, man. I had some good shit. But listen, man, I love what y'all do. Keep up the great work. That's my call. I'm out.
All right, I mean, thanks for calling in. Listen, we're about to take it back to 45 seconds. It's drive-by, ladies and gentlemen. This is a spontaneous show. We're going back out to J. Will. Go.
Yeah, today I got time, cuz. Yo, Danny, first of all them niggas is on some bullshit. As soon as Jeff Horn won this fight against Pacquiao, I got to be real quick. As soon as Jeff Horn won this fight against Pacquiao, the first person to tweet was Danny Garcia saying, I want a piece of Jeff Horn. Now, when Danny Garcia first came to 147, they asked him about Sean Porter. He had to give an answer. He said, he's kind of tailor-made for me. Sean Porter and him couldn't wait to get at Danny Garcia. But they ain't trying to get at Terrence Crawford coming up from 140, though. They ain't screaming out his name. He's somewhat of a draw, too. So they are very selective on who they want to fight. These are just facts, man. We can't deny the facts. We got to use their own words against them. Man, at the end of the day, he don't want no smoke with Earl. He can say what he want to say, but...
Cut it. Oh, no punching after the bell. 45 seconds per caller. We're going out to the 908-908-848. 908-848 is drive-by. 45 seconds. Go.
Yeah, first time calling, man. Love the show. Listen, I want to say something about Danny Garcia, man. Listen. I think his next fight should be the Sean Porter fight. I am a little nervous. I am a Danny Garcia fan. But last on Saturday, what I saw, Danny had a little trouble, man, controlling the rhythm of the fight. And look, man, Sean Porter is hungry for another fight. I think that if Danny Garcia's fight should be Sean Porter, it should be. And if Danny Garcia can win, then that just determines, that really shows that he's really back, that he can know how to handle aggressive fighters, and then he should go for Thurman. That's all I got. Thank you.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going out to the 510-942. 510-942. 45 seconds. Go.
Yes.
Donald, talk to me.
What's up, man? What's up? I do feel like Danny is a cherry picker, but also what I feel like is like, I think Danny would fight Errol Spence, but I don't see Danny fighting Errol Spence before he gets a Thurman rematch. And I feel like the same way about Porter, too, because Porter and Garcia both know that they both will probably lose to Spence. So it's like, why go for the Spence fight when you know you won't win it, and then that fucks you up from getting the Thurman fight. So it's like they both will go for their rematch with Thurman. And then down the line, I would see them fighting Spence because there wouldn't be nothing else to do with no more because you fought Thurman twice, you know. And then outside the fact of that, it's like Porter and Garcia, they need to fight each other. Cut it.
Oh, 45 seconds per caller. It is drive-by. We're going to the 212-212-729. 212-212-729. You're on. Who's this?
Yeah, that's me, OG 15 Round Day. Yeah, good show there, Boxing Voice, man. Common Logic would have had him listen to Steven Espinosa as far as who is legit at 147. And the fact is that Danny Garcia is on record saying that he would fight Spence. But see, Spence was in the mix. Spence was in the mix in the WBC and WBA. He had the number 3 spot and the number 4 spot. January 2016, December 2016 to January 2017. And all he had to do was pass the Mandem Randatory Vada test. And he ducked out and lost his spot. And then he had no choice but to go over to the IBF. But nobody wants to go there. See? And all he had to do was re-register. He would have had the Porter spot last year. See, them Spence people not talking them facts. That's real talk, what I'm telling you. Because you can go look at everybody's box rec and see who's Vada.
But you do know he did Vada. You do know he did Vada.
He didn't do no Vada because he would have it certified. He would be certified right to this day.
No, but I'm saying in the past, for the Kell Brook fight.
Kell Brook is still Vada certified. Spence was never Vada certified. You go to Box Rec, Kell Brook's name.
Oh, hey, 45 seconds, though. You know it. Should have called in earlier for that. 631, 45 seconds, drive by, go.
Yo, what up?
What up?
Hello?
What up?
Hey, man, I feel like right now the 147 division is the hottest it's been in a long time. But you can't have these fighters fighting each other all at once. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be a gateway fighter. Like, I don't want to see Danny Garcia I want to see Danny Garcia and Porter. You know what I'm saying? And I'd like Thurman to step up and take the Spence test. But everybody seems to be avoiding him. You know, that's when things get difficult. But y'all got to put Terrence Crawford in the mix, too, though. Negotiations are hard to make because of where he's at, but I think Terrence Crawford has the best shot against Spence out of any of them.
All right, brother. Well, cut it. 45 seconds, drive by. 513, looks like Cincinnati. 513, talk to me.
Yo, I feel like Terrence Crawford being spoon-fed over there. He shouldn't be having to fight Horn his first fight. Even when Jermall Charlo stepped up, he had to fight a number one contender. So I feel like he's being spoon-fed over there. And, of course, everybody's ducking EJ. Don't nobody want to see that boogeyman, man. He's going to walk you down and stop you. That's the style he got, the stop you style. Keith Thurman's scared. He's been injured for over a year. Everybody's running. Sean Porter and everybody won't keep Thurman. Go get a belt. Anything better than nothing. IBF here. Come get it. Free smoke. Come get it, man. That's all I got to say, man. Stop full spoon feeding.
Cut it. 45 seconds. Cincinnati, good call. 860. Looks like Connecticut. 865-18. Talk to me.
Hey, man, what's up? It's @_EJ2Real. Listen, I think the dude was right. Terrence Crawford is being spoon-fed. I feel like Errol Spence should get the Horn fight, if anybody. You know what I'm saying? Let him get a strap, because at the end of the day, they gotta stop running from the man. He has the IBF. Nobody wants to fight him, so give him another belt. Maybe more people will have to fight him. Danny Garcia and Porter, it makes sense. I like Danny Garcia and Crawford, too, though. I mean, I feel bad for Porter. I know he fought good, but I like that Danny Garcia and Crawford matchup. It, you know what I'm saying? Terrence Crawford gets a good fight, good moving up. Danny Garcia, if he gets past Danny Garcia, now we're talking. If he doesn't, now we know he need to go back to 140 and play for
Logan. Good call, my friend. 45 seconds. We're going to the 310, 525. You're up.
Yo, you know it ain't no show without info. Joe, what up, Ness? Where my intro at, man? Yo,
let me get into this. Hey, man, I remember everybody was saying Triple G was the boogeyman. And everybody was saying Canelo was a scared bitch for not fighting him. Now when he fought him, everybody thinking he can beat him again, which I do, and I pick Canelo. I don't think none of these dudes is scared of one another. I think it's just the right timing. And you can tell how the networks are having them come up every fight with them matching off with each other, even the ones that's not even fighting, and they interviewing them together. They building all of this shit up. In a minute, they finna all fight with each other. Trust me. The boxing gods ain't going to have it if they don't do it. Trust me. I'm out.
Joe, good call. I don't know, man. Yo, you guys got to see. There's no intros today because there's no producers. This might be Alex Lemon, though. 559-559-975.
What's up, Ness? Yeah, man. Hey, y'all, I got to get it in real quick. Check it out, man. People got to give Danny Garcia credit, man. He said he was going to take over the division. Said he's going to come back, take it over. And he's backing it up the way he's talking. Everyone's ducking Spence, scared to even speak his name. But yet, Danny's saying he ain't going to duck him. So he's willing to fight him. So we got to give him credit for that. But I got one question for you to end my call. Danny Garcia fights Earl Spence. Danny's the A-side, right?
I mean, I think that it's a possibility he's still the A-side, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured, man. That's what I'm saying, man. He's going to take over the division. That's all I got.
All right, Lemon. 619, it's drive-by. Talk to me.
What's up with it, Nancy? It's Ali from Dago. But I'm going to make it quick, man. Talk is cheap. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to say, oh, I want to fight this guy, but let's make the fight happen. Like, I'm tired. There's a lot of fighters that say that we don't see the fight. So what I want Danny to do is call out Earl and prove to the world he really wants to fight him. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to see. Call the guy out, make the fight happen next. That's when I'll believe that you want to fight the guy. You know, if not, then shut the fuck up. And that's my call.
All right. We're going to the 973-973. You're up.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man? This is my first time calling it. Hello? Yeah, this is my first time calling in. The first thing I want to say is I could easily see Danny Garcia actually surprising and knocking out Spence in like the later rounds, kind of like what happened with the Americana fight, because Errol Spence is a little bit too aggressive. And I think he end up getting caught slipping with something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Rios did, and like I said, Americana. The other thing I wanted to say is this is my first time calling in. So I know everybody's been, like dogging Thurman. But, like, I think Keith Thurman is the most talented in the welterweight division. And I think that if he only worked on his conditioning, he would be mauling everybody. I think he'd be unstoppable because I think he has the best punching combinations. You saw that in the Guerrero fight.
Hey, sorry, my friend. I know you're a first-time caller. You've done a great job as well, so I hope you continue to call in. But it is drive-by. This is a spontaneous show. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you get those notifications every time we do go live. This is my second time going live today with breaking news, so you want to be sure to be on top of that by subscribing to the YouTube channel or come on over to Blog Talk and subscribe there. Get a notification every time we go live. We're going out to the 409-828. 409-828. You're up.
Yo, yo. It's JD, man. I just wanted to get in real quick and say, shout out to Garcia because he stopped a live dog in Rio. That ain't easy to do. One other quick thing, though. Nobody's ducking Spence. I've been saying it. Dudes just got to be patient. I've been saying this shit for, like, years now. And the last thing, man, the hypocrisy they showing to Keith Thurman right now, they wasn't showing that shit to Mayweather when he was the top dog, and he was picking his fight. They wasn't trying to boycott Mayweather like they doing Thurman. But I just wanted to get that off real quick.
Well, that might be because Thurman ain't Mayweather. But JD, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Philadelphia, City of Brotherly Love, 215. You're up.
Hold on, man, it's Jake. What's going on, man? It's Jay calling, man. Listen,
Yo, all they got to do is sign pre-fight contracts, as far as like when Thurman and Danny Garcia did. He fought Vargas, the Thurman contract and fight was signed and sealed. The problem is that is the Floyd Mayweather thing where people assume if they lose, they're out of the mix. The reason why Floyd's still in it because he had a good showing against Thurman. The reason why Garcia in it because he had a good showing against Thurman as well. Like, if you have a great fight, people be craving a rematch. Don't think a loss means you're out of the mix. That's why he should be fighting. They have a natural round robin and all this talent. That's all he got to do, man. Don't be fearful of loss. Just go in there and perform the best you can. If you don't win, just show that you can still bang. That's all you got to do, man. Let's make boxing exciting, man. Just don't have to get in and get embarrassed. Other than that, let's get it on, man.
All right. Thanks for calling in. 210. 210, you're up. First time caller. Drive-by.
What's good, Vic?
What's up?
What's good, Big Dog? It's Young Theater.
Young Theater, what up?
Hey, tell him, Big Dog, I'm waiting for that next episode of Spanish, my G.
Yeah, we're waiting on Doomsday. He was supposed to drop one today.
Word, man. That's what's up. We'll be waiting on it. But anyway, yo, man, I just wanted to say something that I heard another caller say a little while ago about Bud. I'm a big Bud fan. But I think I agree with that one cat. You know what I mean? He is getting kind of spoon-fed. And then the Danny Swift, Errol Spence thing. And I would love to see that fight. I think it'd be a dope fight. You already know how we rocking in Texas, man. Man down always. Peace.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Listen, I want to thank everyone that participated. Don't forget, you can go a step further. Hit that thumbs up button in the future, present, past. Doesn't matter. Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. To get some exclusive, we have a bunch of behind the scenes and Patreon only content on Deontay Wilder. We have immediate reactions to his live sparring. You can see Oney on Patreon. So head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Check that out. Don't forget to catch me on all forms of social media at NessGTO. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. I'll see you guys next time. Final thoughts on this topic is, hey, just pretty much what the last caller said, talk is cheap. Danny said he's willing to do it. Let's see if it gets done. That's where I'm at with it. Till then, till the next breaking news story. See ya.